around you. Everything is dark and quiet. You try to remember where you are. Someone invited you to come here. Someone who wanted to show you something. But you are not quite sure what it was. The chair on which you sit is comfortable and wide. You move and feel that the chair can be rotated. It is a big, very comfortable office chair. You let your fingers slide over the armrest, and you feel grained leather under your fingertips. It feels soft and cool, and you can very clearly feel the fine-grained surface. Your fingers find a switch in the armrest. You push it, and the room slowly starts to brighten. Ceiling spotlights spread a warm, soft lighting. Now you can see where you actually are. It is a medium-sized room that is laid out with soft, light gray carpet. In front of you are controls and displays, almost like in the cockpit of an airplane or in a television studio. A large monitor is an arm's length away in front of you. Behind it is a large pane of glass through which you can look into another room. This room is completely dark, and your own face is reflected in the glass panel. A control room. Now you remember why you are here. You are supposed to find out something. You are still not quite sure, though, what it was. The best thing to do seems to be just try and see what you can do with this room. It seems to be an exciting task. For a while, you'll be in charge here. Now you are the director. You let your eyes wander over the rows of buttons and controls and wonder what they are used for. Perspective is written above a double row of 10 buttons, and emotion is written above a series of colored spin controls. Something is mixed together here, but what? One of the buttons on the desk in front of you is bigger than the others. Play is written above it. You push it, and on the large monitor, a picture is displayed. On the monitor, you can see a room with many tables where people are writing. It's quiet. In the front stands a desk at which someone is sitting. An elderly man, who alternately lets his gaze wander across the writers, is reading a book. It seems like an exam is held here. A joystick in front of you starts blinking when you turned on the monitor. You put your hand around it and figure that you can move the camera with it. You sway it to the left, to the right, and you discover yourself on one of the tables. Now you remember, that was not a very good day. At first you thought you were well prepared, but at some point nothing came into your mind anymore. Half an hour before the end of the test, you handed it in, unnerved. Shortly after, you were able to think of the right answers, but by then, it was already too late. The grade was not impressive. You zoom into your face. You can still remember very well how you felt back then. How would you describe your face when you look at the whole thing from today's perspective? What did you feel